Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We'll get into an NFL no huddle in about 20 minutes to kick off the noon hour. I don't know. At 12:20, we're just going to kind of talk about Father's Day stuff or whatever. Who knows? Who knows what might happen? Yesterday, we talked about me avoiding prison time.
Yeah, dog.
So you never know.
They had my guy up against the wall.
Yeah, they thought they had me. They had the case against me, but I beat the charges, Randy.
Hold on. Now, if there's anybody that I know that is as festive about dates, this and then my brother Bo Johnson right now. We have not heard the Jason Friday the 13th.
Yeah, it's true.
Damn, Bo.
It's true. You slipping.
All right, so here's what I was up against.
Okay.
Because I had
got your mind
I had
on
to battle
that,
this in my brain about
got,
an hour ago.
You got your mind on that softball finish tonight is what's happening.
I do. Because there's controversy.
I know, dog. They're trying to screw you, dog.
They are.
They're trying to screw you.
How'd you already hear about that? How'd you already hear about that?
I saw them in the text.
Yeah, he texted last night.
Oh, is there more?
No. Oh, it's more.
There's more stuff going on right now.
Oh, that's great. I read from the text last night. You said
somehow
this.
Or another the scorebook.
This is perfect timing for it because nothing happened at minicamp. So let's just make Joe wait for a few minutes because I asked Joe a football question off the air and he goes, I won't even say what he said, but he was like, I have nothing to tell you.
Hold
so
on.
Anyway, go ahead.
So
Mark.
I had Funk Friday.
Yeah.
And then I had Halloween theme that I was going to come in with or Friday 13th theme. But if you listen to the Friday 13th theme, which you will hear at some point,
okay.
It starts off really slow and then it's I did that last year.
Yes.
It doesn't start the show off as no energy there.
I do remember that.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
You know, I'll so chime was, in at some point.
That was just great producing is
I'm
what
not,
you were doing.
Dropped any balls here.
No, but you're going through it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's more than what you told us last night.
I'm back and forth with like three people on text and stuff.
So,
looking for pictures of the scoreboard and free. Oh, yeah, man. Look.
Really?
Yeah.
They're really trying to take it from you guys.
Apparently.
Wow.
They're trying to take it from you.
All right.
I just don't know how scorebooks disappear.
That's
all of a sudden.
What?
We're talking about like
scorebooks. Somebody lost it.
Is this like a Shanahan at the Super Bowl situation?
Yes,
like,
kind of.
Somebody stole a backpack, but maybe
now,
they didn't steal it. Maybe
you know,
he
I'm
gave
on group me's and I'm on texts and whatnot, so I have not talked to the actual director of the place, but from my people talking to his people.
All right,
both got people.
All right, so we got an hour. We got an hour
Come
before
Sammy.
We get to the back page, and we'll get a full update on Softball Gate 2025. Okay, that's good. We got it. That's a good little teaser. In an hour, we'll get the update and find out where we sit. with all of that said, let's talk some Falcons football with Smoke and Joe Patrick.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
All right, so I'll just ask you what I asked you during the break, and feel free to say what you said or something different. What was the most legitimate football thing that happened on the field in Flowery Branch during mandatory minicamp?
I mean, like the series.
I don't mean who showed up. I don't mean who said what. I mean, on the field, practice-wise, like what was the most legitimate football thing that happened?
The serious answer is that there was a little bit of 11-on-11 that was done on, what would that, that was Tuesday, but it was just among some of the rookies, a lot of the reserve guys. It was none of the starters. Right. That was the most football-related thing I could think. And what we were talking about beforehand, it's funny, because I don't know if a lot of fans understand. During OTAs, you actually see, you get more kind of useful information of what the team's going to look like because you see the starters at least getting out there and doing some reps against each other, you know, with some defensive line rotations, some secondary rotations, that kind of thing. Then mandatory minicamps comes around. I think that's where fans think that there's actually, it kind of ramps up, that there's more going on. But in
I think
my
it's the word mandatory.
Yeah.
But mandatory is the...
usually does.
Well,
traditionally it did,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
It seems like I remember last year there was only one media day, and that was kind of like a family day, basically, for the players, which is that's basically what this Wednesday was. It was very little. There was players throwing the balls into trash bins and that kind of thing. There was a little bit of Indy going on, a little bit of Indy sessions, but that Tuesday would have been the day where they did some football work, but it's still not a lot, not a heavy lift at all, especially for the vets. The most interesting part of this time of year is mainly what they're talking about, the coaches, the players, that kind of thing.
All right, so this would be my one and only time that I will ask you about this player, but he did speak, backup quarterback. Does he seem to you like he is pretty much come to grip with that it's a reality he's going to be back up here?
Yeah, he sounds that way, but I would also say that he sounds like he would like to be playing football somewhere if that opportunity were to come up. And so I think that that's still a possibility. I think that the Falcons will still probably be looking to, you know, make that arrangement happen if it happens. But as things stand right now, it's just, it's not a reality. And that reality is a word that he actually used himself. So I think he's come to accept that if that doesn't occur, then this is where he is. And he's got a role and he's getting paid handsomely to do it, more handsomely than any other quarterback in that role in the NFL this year. But yeah, that's just how it is. And I would say that he was, I think it was classy, the things that he said, especially about Penix, talking about the relationship they have and how he wants to help him and stuff. But I still think that the way that the offseason was handled, the way that the injury situation was handled, still, I think, rubs a lot of people the wrong way, myself included, if you can't tell.
For me, absolutely. I mean, whatever. If this is the hand that you have now and he's your backup, that you do it. But yeah, I mean, all that stuff happened, and I thought it was handled poorly. This is, to me, that was the third time that he kind of did something publicly since the season ended, right? The Super Bowl stuff, the meeting with Arthur Blank, and then this. This is the first time he behaved professionally, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And for whatever that's worth, I'm sure he doesn't care what I think about that. But
There's been some conversation about the whole, like, playing through injuries thing, and you're a competitor, you're going to play through an injury and that kind of thing. I get that. I also understand that. But I think it's a different situation when you're actively disguising the fact that you have an injury at all from the team, because that is putting the team in a different situation, and that's, to me, where it still rubs me the wrong
way.
And
that wasn't really addressed. Like, the questions were asked about injuries, and all of the answers were about, yeah, I'm coming off of an Achilles, and it was like this. Like, no, that's not what we mean.
Yeah.
We were talking about in the middle of the season when that thing happened that you talked about once, and then no one's really, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we still don't have any clarity on that whatsoever.
Yeah, and then he even referred to it as like a clerical error that he appeared on that injury report to begin with, you know, because he was on it for one day, and he was asked about it, and basically said that basically it shouldn't have happened.
Correct.
And that's the part that's just, I don't know if a lot of Falcons fans are honestly going to ever kind of get past that.
I don't
think
feels
like it was deception.
It was.
Yeah, it was. That's exactly what it was.
Because that's what it was.
Kind of a textbook case.
Hey, McGarry and Pitts.
Yeah.
Injuries. What do we know?
We don't know. It's still a bit of a mystery, you know, and that's for that reason. I don't want to say that there's absolutely nothing there with those players. I expect them to, you know, be at the first day of training camp, you know, be ready to play like they have been, like the coaches have been talking about them being. But, you know, maybe part of it is that the Falcons, you know, they have they're under no obligation to release any information about these supposed injuries that the players have. We just have to take it on good faith that they are dealing with what is being called minor injuries. Having said that, you know, again, this is all voluntary work. So it's technically up to the players whether they want to be out there or not. So that's where I'm a little bit confused, as the team is saying we're being cautious with them, but it's voluntary work. So, I expect them to be there, but these players are both going into the last year of their contracts. Right. And so, I think it makes sense to be a little kind of suspicious about that kind of thing and whether that could mean that something could happen down the line with them, whether that's extensions or more likely in Kyle Pitts' case, potentially being moved. But ultimately, it's like Kirk. I don't ultimately see it happening with either of those guys.
Well, I mean, I know we played a clip yesterday. I think it was Rob was talking about Jalen and everything like that. Is there another young guy that you've heard a little bit of buzz about up there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like the rookies, I think in general, they're all really excited about. And I would say, you know, it's kind of obvious with the rushers, you know, the edge rushers and how much is expected of them, their first round picks. Right. But obviously, it's these secondary guys who I think are going to be maybe more determinative of how effective this Falcons defense is going to be because, you know, the Falcons nickelbacks last year just got torn to pieces. And I think that part of that is the scheme for sure. And if you were to ask the players that, I think they would say that as well. The players who played those roles, mainly D. Alford, had better years in that position.
Say that. Yeah.
Better years in that position than he had last year playing under Jimmy Legg's scheme. And so I think that those players would be helped. But I think that when you look at just the makeup of those players, like Xavier Watts, a captain at Notre Dame, Billy Bowman was like the heart and soul of Oklahoma, didn't transfer when the coach left. That's the kind of player in my mind that is going to kind of rise to this challenge, knowing that there's an opportunity for them to step into significant playing time, especially from straight at the beginning of the season. And I think they could step up and do that.
It's interesting that you mentioned that because the transfer thing, because I had wanted to ask Terry Fontenot about that in the past, and maybe someday I will. It never really came up. But I mean, there's not that much else to talk about Falcons wise. Do you think that that's something that they evaluate when they're looking at guys coming out of college is opportunities to transfer, not doing it, how many times they did transfer, that kind of stuff?
Yes, yes. And I can't remember if it was Terry. He's probably spoken about it before. He's probably mentioned something about it. And I think Arthur Smith mentioned something about it too. They had their draft class, not last year, but the previous year, with Arthur Smith's last year. No transfers among that class, and they were asked about it. And it's not that it's a negative for them if a player does transfer, but it is kind of a positive.
Because Michael Penix transferred.
Don't. Right, exactly, yeah. Exactly. But it is, they do, I think, see it as a positive sign of, you know, that character, the kind of, you know, team camaraderie that they have if they had those opportunities to transfer and they didn't.
So, I mean, I got nothing to
talk about. But they're big on, like, captains, too. They love drafting captains.
Oh, no, you're not going to do it, are you?
What? No, I'm not going to talk about the hometown soccer.
Okay, okay.
I'm
going to
talk about
good.
Our men's national team.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I've seen clips. Everybody's on the young boy, Pulisic, and all those, all the old heads and everything like that.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on? Is it just the fact that this new guy and got a chance to get all of them together? Or are we supposed to be excited about a coach that coached? What did you say he coached that?
Yeah, a couple European teams.
He coached my favorite team, Tottenham Hotspur, Mauricio Pochettino. Did really well there, too. Did a second place finish.
But I'm saying, like,
weird with all the talent and money they have.
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say that they're no Liverpool.
Yeah,
but
they did pretty good. He did pretty good at PSG too.
Yeah.
Where they had all that talent and money.
They're no Liverpool. But no, seriously, what is the deal with this?
It's I think it's really a shame, and I think part of it is on Pulisic because he is kind of, I don't want to say like holding out, but he's trying to preserve himself, you know. And I get it from the extent that there's just soccer constantly now for these players. Like, they do not get breaks, and they probably need breaks at times. But at the same time, if you're the head coach of the United States national team, you need buy-in from everybody who's there. You can't. And what's been reported is that Pulisic basically made himself available for two friendlies, but then was not going to play in some of the other games and the more competitive matches. And Mauricio Pochettino was like, listen, you're either going to be here with us through this whole thing or not, you know, and pick one, basically. And so he decided to get his break. And so I kind of understand it from all parties. But having said that, it seems kind of broken too, you know, like that's just not the kind of setup and situation you want for your best player. And you know, this country is going into a World Cup where they don't have to qualify, so that makes it easier for guys to kind of skip out and miss some of these things, and it leaves you ultimately oftentimes less prepared when you do kind of get into the World Cup and you face these teams who have been battling to earn their spots. And so it's a tough situation because it's weird. It feels like the United States has never had more talented players, player for player, but they get worse results than they did when they were, you know, in 2002, 98, like they had scrappy players who came from, you know, nothing.
You
they
had
weren't
like
very
maybe
good,
two
frankly.
Or three players that played in Europe, but it was just a bunch of try-hard MLS guys.
Yeah, your best players were like Landon Donovan for the LA Galaxy and Clint Dempsey for Fulham, you know, like a lower-tier Premier League team.
And that defensive guy.
Yeah.
Tony Sané. That guy was incredible.
Yeah, but you had like these brutes like Oguchi Onyewu at the back who at least were going to like give
hurt
you
somebody.
Everything. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, they were, and they had an identity. You know, they were all bought into that identity. And that's where it just feels like you have all these disparate pieces from all over the place and they come together and they don't really fit together. They're trying to play this beautiful brand of soccer and it just doesn't really work.
Well,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's a shame. Maybe they'll get it together. It's helpful to have the tournament here. So they don't have to worry about qualifying, you know, because it was that one time not that long ago when they didn't qualify for it. So, yeah. Anyway, thanks, Joe.
All right,
thanks,
my brother.
Appreciate it. Hey, this hour, the first hour of the Midday Show of Andy and Randy is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Coming up in hour number two of the program, we'll get into an NFL no huddle, National Football League news.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.